The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm Rabrina Rettle, and I'm here to help you be the gospel-centered, compassionate, and influential voice in your girl's life, to help equip and empower you with resources and practical takeaways, whether you're looking for ways to intentionally connect or to have hard conversations. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart. In episode one, we learned about Generation Z, and we will build on that in today's episode. So to summarize, Gen Z are those born between 1996 and 2015. They are well-versed in technology and are considered digital natives. Gen Z's ability to create, connect, and consume is a driving force in how they view themselves, the world around them, communicate with one another, and find community. In the previous episode, I referred to how the hormone oxytocin is increased from using technology, but the other more prevalent hormone released is dopamine. It's the feel-good or pleasure hormone, and it's induced by getting likes, hearts, and followers on social media. More to come on that subject soon. Gen Z is the best educated generation to date. However, financial security is more important than a college education to them. Entrepreneurship is also important to them. The majority of Gen Z wrestle with how to be a safe place for others. They are the most global and diverse generation. The diversity includes race, ethnicity, gender, religion, and sexuality. Because of this, they're reluctant to judge or make others feel out of place, and they believe that increased diversity is a good thing for society as well as interracial marriage. The world according to Gen Z. Many believe happiness is the ultimate goal in life. And some Gen Zers believe a male-female label is unnecessary, and it's determined by how a person feels rather than the gender they're born. To them, it's not necessary to label male-female sexuality, as it's considered non-binary or fluid. When it comes to same-sex marriage, according to a Pew Research, 48% say it is good for society, 36% say it doesn't make a difference, and 15% see it as a bad thing. Those who may not agree with fluidity will still respect it when we respect those who do. Although they are most concerned with personal achievement, hobbies, and friends, it may be surprising to hear about half of surveyed tweens or teens look up to their parents. So let's venture more in depth into the world of Gen Z to help you understand their world. I encourage you to go back and listen to the full episode of episode one if you haven't already. We're learning about them because we want to start at a place of understanding, so that one, we can get an idea of what we're dealing with. Two, we know how and what to pray. And three, we can have empathetic, gospel-oriented conversations. Also, personally, I'm a believer that the less shocking something is to you, the easier it is to enter into conversation. Now, my kids attended public school, but even if your kids are homeschooled, which now a lot of us are homeschooling, or at least distance learning due to COVID-19, but if they are not exposed to this on a daily basis, if your teen or tween is on social media, they are going to have some exposure. So today we're going to take a look at what security means to them, or what's going on in the world means to them, the trends of high-risk behavior and mental health, and what they say about faith and the church. Security, or what's going on in the world. They believe climate change is real. Most believe it has to do with the actions of humans, such as the size of our carbon footprint and the consumption of resources. Many believe in the rights of others, whether standing up against racial injustice, sexism, misogyny, or standing up for gender rights or same-sex marriage. They are not afraid to fight for what they view is wrong. They are less likely than previous generations to see America as superior to other countries. Their view on threats in the world is a little different than what was viewed in past generations. So now we're going to discuss the high-risk behaviors. The CDC conducted a youth risk behavior survey trends report from 2009 to 2019. And here are some of their findings. When it comes to the physical well-being, obesity increased from 10.65% in 2009 to 15.5% in 2019. Many Gen Zers aren't interested in eating breakfast. However, there is a decrease in how much soda is consumed. Physically, it hasn't changed very much. They are mostly still getting physical activity, most 60 minutes a day. Now, this was 2019. Once again, because of COVID, there may be shifts in those numbers. So, and this information is from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So now let's talk about some other areas of high-risk behavior. There's also a decrease in alcohol usage before the age of 13. And fewer students are using select illicit drugs such as cocaine, meth, inhalants, and hallucinogens. However, according to the report, 1 in 7 students have never misused prescription opioids. That would be only 14% who have not misused prescription opioids. And as most of us are aware, this is a serious problem in the United States. There has been a decrease of use of tobacco-related products such as cigarettes. However, an increase in electronic vapor products. As far as sexual behaviors go, 38% of students are having sex. That's a drop from 46% in 2019. However, few of those students are using condoms. Only 54% are using condoms as compared to 61% in 2009. So let's move on to the mental health and Gen Z. Anxiety and depression is on the rise. 1 in 3 of Gen Z tweens or teens experience feeling sad or hopeless. And remember, this report was released before 2020. 16% of students have made a suicide plan, which is up from 11% in 2009. I'd like to say, if you see a shift in your teen's moods or personality, please don't be afraid to get help. Anxiety and depression can take many forms. Sometimes it's sadness, but it can also be displayed as irritability or anger or just uninterested in things that once brought them joy. You can start by making an appointment with your child's doctor, and they have questionnaires that can help them determine whether or not your child is depressed or experiencing high anxiety. Once again, this is a topic of conversation close to my heart, so I'll be discussing more about anxiety and depression in future episodes. Okay, so let's start on faith and the church. This information comes from the Barna Group, and research states that although they are the most inclusive generation, Gen Z is the most post-Christian generation ever. Atheism is on the rise. 37% say it isn't possible to know for sure God is real. Many teens believe truth is relative and unknowable. Here is where we're going to talk about ways that we can help them see and feel that God is real. Gen Z believes that if you believe something, it makes it real. So, and 58% believe there's no one true religion. So that is something that we need to think about and take into consideration. So those who attend church think that church is more positive than negative. 82% say church is a place to find meaningful answers to life and that the church is relevant to my life. Half of them say the church seems to reject scientific research. 77% say they can be themselves at church. However, 38% believe church is overprotective of teenagers. Well, I just want you to hang in there because I know there's a lot to take in. And this information isn't to scare, but to prepare and to help us know how to fight for our kids. In our next episode, we'll conclude our look at Gen Z with where they stand in faith in the church. And we'll also talk about ways to work towards heart transformation instead of behavior modification in our tween and teens' life. This information that I've gathered came from Pew Research, Barna Group, and CDC Youth Risk Behavior Survey Trends Report, and also access.org from Access Ministries. And these resources will be in the show notes. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.